It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
A pleasant good evening and welcome to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, bringing you Fort Recovery Radio. Tonight, the Fort Recovery Indians looking to get off the snide. Both teams, junior varsity and varsity, were defeated last night by the St. Henry Redskins. And, Jeff, just not a great night for either JV or varsity last night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I thought the JV game was pretty well played and went back and forth, you know, and the varsity game, unfortunately, we could never get in a flow, it seemed like. And hats off to St. Henry. They played pretty well.
So tonight is senior night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Also, little girl cheer night. So it's going to be a great crowd here at the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. And the St. Mary's Rough Riders are the team to beat. And tonight's junior varsity game, St. Mary's will start Reed Leninger. He is a 6'1 junior at guard. Sam Young will be the other guard, 5'8 and a sophomore. Ethan Melke is a 6-foot sophomore. They'll start 6'2 sophomore Wyatt Barhorst, and he's a big fella, and also Garrett Louth, 6'2 sophomore. They bring in the beef, Jeff.
Yeah, definitely look like some offensive linemen out there tonight. So
Indians will change up their starting lineup just a little bit. Starting at the point tonight is 6-foot sophomore Cade Wendell. At the two guard is 6-foot freshman Clayton Pearson. The small forward is 6'3 freshman Petey Judy. At the four is 6'4 sophomore Ryan Braun, and new to the starting lineup tonight, guy near and dear to your heart, 6'4" sophomore Trevor Vaughn.
Yeah, nice to see him in the lineup. Had a good night last night, and Coach O's saying, I guess I'm going to reward you. So.
And again, Indians lost a one-possession game last night. The junior varsity game came down to the last shot. Ryan Braun got a decent-looking look and unfortunately couldn't get it to go down. And it looks like St. Mary's will control the tip. So they'll go left to right on your dial wearing the royal blue trimmed in white and gold. And again, here they come down the floor. Three ball on the way out of the corner by one of the big fellas is no good. Rebound down to Trevor Vaughn, and he's going to draw a foul. So that first three was Garrett Lau.
Biggest boy on the floor.
No cat, and he wanted to pick and pop and space her a little bit and let her go and left a little bit short. So Vaughn gets the first rebound for Fort Recovery, and foul on St. Mary's was on number 33, Wyatt Barhorst. Here comes Fort Recovery trying to draw first blood. Petey Judy goes over to Cade Wendell, 16-footer on the way.
Good
Cade
shot.
Wendell sure
nice.
Did.
Good start for Cade.
Cade Wendell jumps up and knocks in a jumper. 2-0, good guys. 6.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. It ends with a little three-quarter court pressure, and St. Mary's will break the press. Down the corner is 22, Sam Young. He goes back out on top, and then they go down inside. Up and, yep. Ooh, looked like a foul, but no call.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. Wyatt Barhorst with a little dribble drop, and here comes Ryan Braun. Braun goes to Petey Judy on the right wing. Shot fake in the lane. He goes up and missed it. Boy, got a good look. Got his own rebound, though. Step back, 10-footer. No good again. Rebound down to St. Mary's. Reed Leininger. So Judy got two good looks. Jeff just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, nice penetration by Petey to get in there. Got an offensive rebound. So hopefully he gets rolling here.
Ethan Melke goes inside. Dribble drop up and in. Good footwork by Wyatt Barhorst. And St. Mary's ties the score up at 2. Cade Wendell across the timeline on the left-hand dribble between the rings. Goes to Petey Judy. Thought about the three. Now he'll kick it back out to Wendell. He will let the three go from the top of the key. No good. Rebound inside by Louth. Again, good box out that time on Trevor Vaughn.
Yeah, big boy got good position and did a nice job.
Barhorst back out top. He spins it to Melke out in the right wing. They'll be tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. And expect a good crowd here tonight. Again, senior night here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and an excellent group of seniors will walk across the floor for the last time tonight in a home game. And also, it's junior cheer night here, so there'll be 70 young cheerleaders at halftime of the varsity game. Long three on the way, no good. Air ball run down by Peyton Judy. Judy hands it off to Clayton Pearson, and Clayton will bring across the timeline. The freshman on the run kicks it back out to Judy. Three ball on the way. Go! Halfway down. Did the victory lap, but came out.
Right now, we're kind of settling for the first shot we're getting right now, and maybe get a little patience on offense and get a good look.
And down the floor, drawing the first foul of the game is Reed Leininger. going to call the foul on Ryan Braun. So Braun will pick up his first team foul, number one, on Fort Recovery. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. The varsity game tonight will be simulcast here on Fort Recovery Radio, and you can turn on the radio and listen to Rob Weaver, myself, or turn on the radio on WPGW. Barhorst dribbles, and he likes to spin back.
Yeah,
he goes out in the corner, three ball on the way, no good, left short on the rim by Melky, run down by Trevor Vaughn. So Vaughn's got a couple rebounds here in the early going. Hands it off to Cade Wendell. Wendell gets in the lane, kicks it to Judy. Thought about the three. Now he thinks better of it. Goes to Vaughn. 10-footer from the baseline. Good.
Nice touch there by the big guy.
Yep. Give Peyton Judy an assist and give Trevor Vaughn his first basket. Caught it high and kept it high. Down on the floor goes. Should have been a travel. No call. Thrown back out to Melky. Oh. Melky, ball tipped loose. Like it was going to be an Indian steal. Melky picked it back up. Now he goes inside to Barhorst. Ball tipped away by Vaughn. On the floor is Melky and taken away by Clayton Pearson.
Looks like a team we might want to press, to be honest, and pick it up on them.
Struggling a little bit with the ball handling. Here comes Fort Recovery on a two-point lead at 4-2. Trevor Vaughn down the corner, all the way around the perimeter. Peyton Judy inside. He goes to Cade Wendell. Wendell up and in and gets it to go and draws the foul. So smallest guy on the floor for Fort Recovery down there posting up, Jeff, and finishing strong.
Yeah, Cade did an excellent job there getting in the post and sealing his man and did an excellent job there and get the finish, the old-fashioned three-point play.
Cade Wendell go to the free throw line. He's got 4 points. He can get to five. Into the game's first sub of the game is Reese Rogers, the 6'3" sophomore. Clayton Pearson will sit down. Judy knocks in the three, or actually, sorry, Wendell knocks in the three-point play. He's got five. Indians lead is five at 7-2. 3:45 left here in the first quarter.
Kick.
Ball kicked out front by Peyton Judy. A little three-quarter court pressure, and as Jeff said, St. Mary's struggling a little bit handling the basketball.
Yeah, they don't look very comfortable with the pressure that we're putting on them at the half court, so I see this being a good thing here.
Melky brings it inbounds, goes out on top to Sam Young, and Young goes down the corner to Barhorst, looked inside and had a trap there, and gets it out. Skipped all the way over on the right wing to Leininger, right in front of Tony Overton, the Indian bench. On the corner it goes to Melky, guarded by Cade Wendell. Out top to Barhorst. Swings it around to Leininger on the left-hand drive. Hand the ball loose on the deck. He picks it up, and he'll kick it back out. Barhorst thought about the long two, and now he kicks it back over to Young. Almost loses control of it, and he'll reset the offense. In the lane he goes, throws up a wild shot, and they're going to get Ryan Braun for the reach-in.
Two on Brawny.
So Ryan Braun picks up his second foul, and he's not going to be out there long. Ethan Shane will get him at the next horn. Sam Young will go to the free throw line for the Rough Riders. He'll have two shots. First one on the way and good. Ethan Shane, the 6-foot sophomore, checks in. His classmate Ryan Braun sits down with two personal fouls. First sub in for St. Mary's is number three, Braden Dunlap. He's a 6'2" freshman. And Louth will sit down.
A little different roster here tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, they got 96 players, and they're all on the same place, and they got double numbers, and they're all over the place. We had a couple nights ago, they had no numbers on the roster at all. So first time I've ever seen that. Indians, inside, outside. Peyton Judy, three ball on the way. Good.
Nice job by Petey. Good look. Got his feet underneath him.
Man, I love the inside-outside stuff.
Nice work.
Lays it up in, Peyton Judy.
Tell you, it's good to see him playing because he's been pretty good the last few weeks and looks like he's comfortable out there now.
Man, he's a guy I think that has a really, really high ceiling. And
I agree with you, definitely. He's definitely one of those kids that can make the next step here in the next year for sure.
St. Mary's calls timeout. Indians on a 12-3 lead. We'll be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Holland T8 Series tractors from K&L Tractor Sales offer an unusual but highly desirable combination. The speed and stability of a long wheelbase and the maneuverability you'd expect with a short wheelbase. The unprecedented 11-foot-4-inch wheelbase gives you unmatched stability, a smooth ride, better traction, and more power to the ground. And the sculpted slim hood and frame means you get it all without sacrificing maneuverability. K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery invite you to check out the New Holland T8 Series tractors today.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come. Because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, Relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Your Fort Recovery Indian Junior Varsity on a 9-point lead right now out of the timeout. Indians looking to trap, and now
a turnover.
Yep, St. Mary's going to throw it into the backcourt. And as Jeff said, they're struggling with the ball handling.
Yeah, they definitely can't handle the ball very well. And I talked to their JV coach a little bit. I know him, and he said they aren't very good this year. They got 6 wins, I believe he said.
Yeah, I think probably double that for Fort Recovery. What, maybe 13?
Yeah, I'm assuming somewhere in that ballpark.
Sounds right. The Indians will bring it in on a 9-point lead. 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Cade Wendell on the left-hand drive kicks down the corner to Reese Rogers. He had a tough night shooting the basketball last night, and he starts the same way. Leaves a 15-footer short on the rim. Rebound down to St. Mary's.
Yeah, and last night he actually hit a shot that he normally does and a pull-up three off the bounce, and then he got some good looks and couldn't get it to fall.
And it held ball. Ball loose on the floor, and first to the floor was Reese Rogers. Ball was held ball, and it'll go back to Fort Recovery. So Clayton Pearson will check back in. Petey Judy will sit down for the first time, and he's got 5 points as he goes to the Indian bench. 12-3, good guys. 2:12 left here. Cade Wendell right to left across the timeline between the rings. Goes to Reese Rogers in the corner. Thought about the three, looking inside for Vaughn. Play a little four out around one, and not a very good pass by Clayton Pearson. Indians catch a break there.
Luckily, Barhorse
fell down, and so the Indians will keep it under their own basket. Five on the floor for Fort Recovery. Rogers, Shane, Pearson, Wendell, and Vaughn. Ball comes in to Trevor Vaughn. Now he goes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson on the right-hand drive. Kicks it to Ethan Shane. Thought about the three. Now we get closer on the left-hand dribble. Cade Wendell. Pull up 10-footer. Off the glass, no good. Good box out inside by Barhorse, but he couldn't control it. And good effort on the glass by Trevor Vaughn. Forces the ball to stay with Fort Recovery. So Indians will get a third try this time. Inbounds it comes to Trevor Vaughn.
Ben Metal.
Could have made a move there. He'll kick it back out. Ethan Shane on the left-hand dribble. And the ball blocked, and it'll go out of bounds, but it'll stay with Fort Recovery, so he'll get a fourth try, folks. Again, you get four tries every time, Jeff. Yeah. Good stuff's going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Oh, geez, I'm Pete.
And now the Indians turn it over.
Oh, whoops.
Down the floor comes St. Mary's, and they'll lay it up and in by number three, Braden Dunlap.
Blown opportunity there by the Indians, definitely.
The Indians got four tries, and they eventually turn it over. 12-5. Peyton Judy will check back in at the next horn for Tony Overton's club. Vaughn thought about the three, top of the key, swinging around to Reese Rogers. Rogers on the drive with the left hand. Pull up 8-footer off the glass, no good. Tipped alive by Vaughn, but it's grabbed by number 20, who is Chandler Gray. Gray down the floor, hands it off to Sam Young, and Young will swing it back up to Leininger, and it goes to Barhorse. Back out to Young. Three ball on the way. Rattled and came out. No good. Rebound down to Reese Rogers of Fort Recovery. 12-5 Indians. 45 seconds left here in the quarter. Reese Rogers inside to Trevor Vaughn. Ball loose on the deck and tipped out by St. Mary's. And Peyton Judy will check back in. Cade Wendell will sit down. Wendell leaves with 5 points. Reese Rogers will bring it in for the Indians under their own basket. In it comes to Vaughn. He'll throw it over to Judy. Inside it goes to Reese Rogers. Nice pass right up and in.
Kind of nice seeing Reese mix it up a little bit different and diverse his game here. So
Rogers has got the size. I mean, he's lived on that three line almost all year, and he's capable. Again, really nice pass by Peyton Judy. Put a little spin on it and got it to Rogers inside. Indians on a 9-point lead. That's been their biggest of the night. 20 seconds left. We'll see if St. Mary's will take the last one. Leininger on the left-hand drive, cut off. Now he'll shoot it. Shot up and got it. Indians got 15 seconds. They need to go. 14-7, Indians lead it. 10 seconds left. Peyton Judy.
Down the floor he comes.
Plenty of time. 7 seconds. 6-5. Rogers hands it off to Shane. Back to Judy. Three ball on the way from the top of the key. No good. Off to the left and rebound by St. Mary's. And there's the horn. So 7 minutes in the books, Jeff, and Indians played pretty well.
Yeah, not bad. You know, we're a 7-point lead here, and St. Mary's kind of got a 4-0 run there to end the quarter, but pretty good start.
14-7, Indians lead it. We'll take a timeout and be back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local KZIH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio. Indians lead it 14-7 after one. St. Mary's gets the ball to start the second quarter. Indians will come out in a little 2-3 matchup zone this time. Leininger, three on the way, no good. Box out by Reese Rogers. So one and done for St. Mary's. The Indians doing a pretty good job, Jeff, not giving up second shots.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They haven't gotten any, I don't think, offensive rebounds to this point.
Ryan Braun checked back in, and Clayton Pearson will turn it over. That's at least Clayton's second turnover. And actually, Peyton Judy's going to steal it right back and lay it up, and he missed it. Clayton Pearson, though, right, Johnny on the spot, and he grabs the rebound. He'll go to the free throw line, but the Indians turn it over and then steal it right back.
Yeah, you know, Petey did a nice job getting the steal, kind of did a little finger roll action, maybe take it up and use the backboard, and Coach Overton giving him a little instruction, maybe telling him that.
So five on the floor for Fort Recovery here in the second quarter. Ryan Braun, he picked up two fouls in the first quarter, so he sat the majority of that. Cade Wendell back in. Clayton Pearson, who just missed the first free throw. Reese Rogers and Peyton Judy. Pearson, the six-foot freshman, will have one more free throw.
Be nice to see Clayton get going. He hadn't been really getting going here lately like he did early in the year.
Free throw good this time, so Pearson, he marks for the first time tonight, and the Indians have an 8-point lead at 15-7. The Indians will press here. Down the floor they come. Turnaround jump shot up by Louth. No good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. So Indians force a tough, quick shot. Here they come down the floor. Reese Rogers, three ball on the way from the corner. Bang. Got it. Boy, had his feet set there, Jeff, and when he does that, he's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good shot for Reese when he gets his feet underneath him. And, you know, he's played with a little harder, I think, coming off the bench tonight. And I don't know if that's what Coach O was trying to get at, but he definitely is playing harder.
Rogers has 5 points, and Indians are going to, yeah, they were going to steal it away and saved. Boy, St. Mary's way out of whack here, but they do control the basketball. Indians by 11, their first double-digit lead of the night. Shot up by Young, no good. Rebound down to Leininger, and he shoots it. Blocked by Judy. St. Mary's keeps it. They'll get a third try here. Out front it goes to Young. He catches the ball screen from Louth. Kicks it back out to Leininger. Thought about the three. Now he gets closer in the lane. Goes over to the freshman, Braden Dunlap, and Dunlap will swing it back up on top. Young will let the long three go off the back iron. No good. And tipped by Dunlap. Fourth try for Louth. 17-footer. No good this time. Ball tipped out of bounds. Boy, Indians haven't given up many offensive rebounds. They give up four on that possession.
Yeah, and right there was a couple just no boxing out on the glass there.
5'10" junior Travis Sutter checks in for the first time. Clayton Pearson will sit down. He gets some words of encouragement from Tony Overton. So Sutter in for the first time tonight. He's got the ball right now in front of the St. Mary's bench. Looking in front, he'll go over to Ryan Braun. Braun on the left-hand dribble, pull-up, 12-footer, no good off the back iron. Rebound down to St. Mary's. And here come the Rough Riders down the floor. Sam Young, pressured, kicks it back out to Louth, over to Dunlap. Might have walked, got away with it. That's
another
definitely walk a
walk there.
Leininger, and he almost threw it away. Run down by Sam Young, guarded by...
He walked.
They're just all over the place here.
And Ryan just picked up his third foul.
Ryan Braun's going to pick up his third foul, and Trevor Vaughn will check back in for him at the next horn.
And rough night for Brawny.
He's in the right place at the wrong time. Reed Leininger, the 6'1" junior, will go to the free throw line. He'll have two shots trying to cut this deficit back to single digits. First free throw on the way, rattles out.
You know, the unfortunate thing there is they had three travels on that possession, and
Brawny ends up getting whistled with a foul.
Look at that. Switch that around there, boys. You got Kane Wendell boxing out the biggest boy in the gym.
Leininger, second free throw, good this time, so it cuts the lead back to 10. 18-8.
Is that Martin reffing there? It is.
Yes, it is. Tracy Martin. Yep. And the ball comes into Cade Wendell. traveling down to our left, across the timeline on the left-hand dribble. St. Mary's in the man-to-man. A lot of hand-checking, no call.
Wow.
Now they get a call on the drive. Wendell beat Young off the bounce, and he's going to get the foul. And they're going to give Cade two shots. So first foul on Young, fourth on the Rough Riders. Indians with a 10-point lead, and Wendell can make it 12 if he can knock in two free throws. First one, nice soft touch, falls in for Cade. He's got six. He's the game's leading scorer. He'll have one more free throw. 4:32 left here in the first half. Free throw up and good by Wendell. He's got seven, and the lead's back to 12. Indians again with a little three-quarter court pressure, and then St. Mary's going to turn it over. And Jeff, you called it early. I think you saw that, and the Indians have capitalized. Probably a half dozen turnovers on St. Mary's for sure here in the first half.
Yeah, they looked awful shaky, I thought, in the half court, and Indians have cranked up the pressure a little bit here.
Cade Wendell off to Peyton Judy. Judy looks inside, goes to Trevor Vaughn, top of the key. He'll swing it left, and it goes to Travis Sutter. Turn around, 8-footer up, no good. Rebound to Vaughn. Ooh, boy, that's a pretty good effort. Trevor Vaughn going to the offensive glass, and he's going to pick up the foul.
Yeah, we'll take that one. He's aggressive going to the glass hard, and just glad to see him go after it.
So first foul on Vaughn, fourth on Fort Recovery. Oh, almost a turnover there again. Down the floor comes St. Mary's, and they did break the press this time. Young on the drive. He drops it off for Lauf. Out front, long three on the way. No good. Rebound down to Reese Rogers. So one and done for St. Mary's this time. Down the floor it comes to Peyton Judy. Inside to Vaughn. Can he stop on a dime and get it up and in? Yes,
nice
he can.
Job.
Trevor Vaughn, his second basket. Peyton Judy with an assist. Vaughn's got four. Indians
There's
lead by 14.
Travel.
I've got to figure out who 30 is. 30 is Josh Wingett. Home two out of the corner. No good. Rebound down to Peyton Judy. So Indians getting a lot of stops here. They're on the run right now. Travis Sutter down
nice.
To Reese Rogers.
Yeah.
He's just clubbed by Chandler Gray. So Indians run the floor and doing some good things.
No offense to the Rough Riders, but I think Hagemeyer knew what he was doing when he decided
when he got
to
out
get
of
out, to be honest.
Yeah, Dan Hagemeyer, the Hall of Fame coach, two state championships, one at Fort Laramie, one at New Knoxville, and he definitely breathed some life into this St. Mary's program, though, Jeff.
Yeah,
they've
been
down.
And I know they've had some kids injured and a couple good players that I'm aware of that played baseball with Jackson. I heard he blew his knee out. And,
Nate Wilker, three-year starter. Lost for the season.
He's a senior or junior?
Senior.
He is a senior.
And Rogers knocks in both free throws, so lead goes as big as it has been all night to 16, 24-8. Ball kicked out on the wing to Young. Rogers has 7 points as well, so two Indians with seven, Cade Wendell and Reese Rogers. And as Jeff said, Rogers didn't start tonight and for the first time in a long time, so maybe good for him to fire off that bench. Good move inside, up, but missed the layup.
Good rebound.
It was 32, Ethan Melke, and Peyton Judy with the rebound, and he'll bring it. Hands it off to Travis Sutter. Thought about the three. Now he gaps in, kicks it over to Vaughn. 16-footer on the way. No good off the back iron. And it won't
go with Indians.
Yep, can't be saved by St. Mary's, so Indians will get a second try. Sutter made a nice penetrate, found Vaughn. That's a shot he made in the first quarter. But Indians will get it with 2:57 left. Reese Rogers will trigger it in. Having trouble, gets it into Ethan Shane. He'll kick it all the way back out to Peyton Judy. Judy will go to Rogers on the right wing. And he'll call an offensive foul on Reese. Well, that was
maybe he's a forearm shove, possibly.
Dropped the shoulder a little bit. So turnover on Fort Recovery's Reese Rogers. His first personal foul. Indians will back up this time and not press. 2:50 left here from the Fort Site Fieldhouse. First half action, junior varsity. Our Fort Recovery Indians 24, St. Mary's 8. Indians have led it from the get-go. Biggest lead right now at 16. Dunlap kicks it back out. He'll go to Sam Young. Young catches a ball screen. Thought about the three. Now he'll kick it over to Melke. And he lined it up. And now he dribbles with the right hand. Kicks it down the corner to Young. Young guarded by Reese Rogers. Indians have been man all but about one possession tonight. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So good job by the Indians defensive rebounding. Short one possession tonight. Down the floor quickly, it came to Trevor Vaughn. He kicked it back out to Peyton Judy. Vaughn in the corner, looked inside for Reese Rogers. Coach Tony Overton says swing the basketball, and it goes all the way around the horn to Travis Sutter, back up to Ethan Shane. Clint Metzger will check in at the next dead ball. Three ball on the way, no good, and couldn't be run down on the offensive end by Trevor Vaughn. So Brought down by Bar Horse. Here comes the Rough Riders. Down the floor comes Sam Young. Young guarded by Travis Sutter. Up to Melky, the top of the key. Spinning inside. Shot up and, yeah, got it. Bounced around three times and finally fell down.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it wasn't going to, and he got the friendly roll here at Portside.
Ethan Melky knocks in his first basket. He cuts the lead back to 14. That was a weak pass there.
Yeah, it was.
Indians catch a break, though. Knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Ethan Melky. And Clint Metzger checks in for the first time, as does Maximilian.
Oh, Maximilian was great last Saturday at Ansonia.
Yep.
Three in a row, baby. Had a great jump hook that he put in.
And that's Max Klingshirn, if you don't know who we're talking about. Max has had two games this year with 6 points each in them. Three on the way by Reese Rogers, maybe a little quick that time. And ball off the rim front short and up by Melky. Missed it. Rebound up to Dunlap. Missed it.
Gets his own rebound again. Rebounding up.
And he got fouled the third time. So it's a good-looking freshman, Braden Dunlap, 6'2".
Long arms. Looks like he could get long, actually.
He'll go to the free throw line. Cade Wendell's going to check back at the next horn. Foul was on Clint Metzger, his first. Dunlap knocks the first shot in. Reese Rogers will sit down with 7 points, replaced by Cade Wendell, who has 7 points. Dunlap will have one more free throw. Can cut the lead back to a dozen. And off the back iron, and it falls straight down and goes in. So that's, we call that the members' bounce.
Yeah.
A minute left, 60 seconds left here in the first half. Indians by 12, 24-12. Travis Sutter on the right-hand drive. A lot of ball pressure. A lot of hand check and no call. Picks up his dribble. Down the corner goes to Max Klingshirn. Klingshirn getting harassed. Timeout Tony Sutter. Or Tony Overton. Yeah. Sutter was in trouble. So the Indians will keep it. They're up a dozen. 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one with them. Be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a second.
Hey, guys. Just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today. 419-375-4668.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, and in safe possession with the timeout. So 45 seconds left in the half. We'll see if they'll take the last one. Cade Wendell into Trevor Vaughn. To Clint Metzger, top of the key to Wendell. Wendell on the left-hand drive, kicks it to Metzger in the corner. He gets in the lane with the right hand, kicks it over to Vaughn. Thought about it. Now takes one dribble, backs up to Klingshirn. Cool. He'll let the three ball go at the top of the key. Double bounce and almost knocked that in.
Coach kind of rolled his eyes and said, well, whatever, I guess.
Bar Horse inside to Dunlap, swatted away by Cade Wendell. So 15.9 left. And Max got the top of the key.
I can't say I blame him.
Oh,
he was
heck
open.
No, baby.
He don't play much, and he's thinking, I'm going to shoot this,
you
baby.
You got it. My line, shoot it every time you're open and every once in a while when you're not. Down the left corner, three ball on the way by Young. Up, no good. Rebound down to Barhorst. It's taken away by Cade Wendell. 10.2 left, and the Indians will get the ball in the alternating possession. So Indians will have a chance to get the last one. Clint Metzger will trigger it in. Indians on a 12-point lead. They've doubled up the Rough Riders. Wendell, 10 seconds left.
Drive it all the way
on
down the
push,
the lane.
7 seconds. Kicks it to Sutter. One dribble to the left. Three ball on the way. Got the buzzer. No good. Off the left iron, but Indians get a good look there.
Yeah, good look. Good half for the Indians. Got a lot of guys in the game and 12-point lead here at halftime.
Yeah, so again, 24-12 is the score at halftime. We'll take a timeout. We'll get you some halftime stats, and we'll talk varsity basketball after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The Lenten season is upon us, and we will be starting our hot deli fish fry Wednesday, February 10th, and every Friday during Lent. Call ahead orders are encouraged at 419-375-2865. Our Ad Match program runs the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to the Fort Side Fieldhouse. Halftime here. Indians have doubled up the St. Mary's Rough Riders at 24-12. Again, looking at those first half stats, Indians shoot the basketball pretty well. They go 8 of 23 for 35%. They do a much better job than St. Mary's, Jeff. 4 of 24 for 17%.
I know I'm looking at one stat that really baffles me, is they're actually out-rebounding a 17-15, and that doesn't seem like that's possible.
Well, they list 7 offensive rebounds, and I think they had 4 on one possession. So, I mean, that, you know, for the rest of the half, Indians did a decent job only giving up 3. But, again, take a look at the shooting numbers the rest of the way. Indians 8 of 23, as I said, for 35%. They went 2 of 9 from behind the arc, 1 of 3 for Cade Wendell, and 1 of 3 for Reese Rogers. And, again, actually, maybe I was wrong. How about Peyton Judy was 1 of 3. But Indians 6 of 7 from the three-foot line for 86%. And this team hasn't shot free throws real well all year, Jeff. So 86%, you'll take that all day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Like you said, they have struggled throughout the year. And tonight they've been pretty good. Another stat, St. Mary's 0 of 11 from three-point range.
And it hadn't stopped them from shooting them. They go 4 of 6 from the free-throw line for 67%. And they turned it over 5 times, and Indians turned it over 4 times. Again, as Jeff said, Indians out rebounded 17-15. Indians led it by a score of 14-7 after 1. They win the second quarter 10-5 for a 24-12 halftime lead. And looking at individual scoring for the Indians, 7 points for Reese Rogers, and his first time off the bench in a long time this year for Coach Tony Overton. He did some good things, especially early. He forced a couple shots there late that got him seat back on the bench, but 7 points for Cade Wendell on 2 of 4 shooting, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 5 points for Peyton Judy. He went 2 of 7 in the first half, but seemed like he did some good things, though. I mean, he listed with 4 assists in the first half, and that's good stuff for him, and also had a couple steals. Also on the board for the Indians, 4 points for Trevor Vaughn on 2 of 3 shooting, and 1 point for Clayton Pearson, for a total of 24 for the Fort Recovery Indians. On the other side of the board, 4 points for Braden Dunlap, the freshman. He's the leading scorer. They only tallied 12 in the first half. So 24-12 is the score. Varsity game tonight, Jeff. St. Mary's comes in here, and then they're limping a little bit. 6-16, I think, is their record. And again, a team that has lost a couple of their good players to injury. And again, with a new head coach this year for the first time, this is a game that I think Indians need to play well and get out of here on senior night with a victory.
Yeah, you know, and the Indians need to bounce back after last night's loss to St. Henry. You know, St. Mary still has a pretty good player in the J kid, and hopefully, like you said, we can bounce back and get a little roll here in the next week before we start tournament.
We'll take a timeout. we'll pay some bills. 24-12 is the score here at halftime. We'll be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick, and not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your healthcare dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their healthcare needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Your health is influenced by your biological makeup. Imbalances are tied to headaches, fatigue, weight gain, immunity issues, and many others. Kalp Pharmacy has affordable, everyday, cash-pay blood level testing for cardiovascular risk factors, blood sugar levels, liver and kidney function, and hormone balance. Our medical professionals can consult with you and your physician on the results of your test. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 to schedule your test today. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
Even though this winter has been pretty mild, maybe your car has had a few problems. A weak battery, bad wiper blades, not so great tires. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back to 100% for you. Maybe you're looking to upgrade your car. Hastings has a great selection of clean, low-mile, late-model vehicles to choose from. Don't see what you want? Stop in and let them know what you're looking for and they'll find it for you. Open Wednesday evenings until 8 and Saturdays until 1. Hastings can take care of all your automotive needs. Call them at 375-4617.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn bringing you junior varsity action tonight. Again, you can hear the varsity game after this one's over. And again, that will be on simulcast right here on Fort Recovery Radio, and it will also be on WPGW. Rob Weaver, he's here getting set up, and I'll be, get to be his color guy. And Rob does a terrific job and a big fan of Fort Recovery, Jeff.
Yeah, he does. Rob's always been supportive of the tribe ever since PG-14's been coming into existence, and he does a great job, and I know he puts a lot of miles on to cover the boys and girls.
And again, he'll be on the tournament trail, and also Fort Recovery Radio will be on the tournament trail, so we'll be doubling up. So again, you'll have your choice. You can listen to Fort Recovery Radio, or you can listen to WPGW if you're in the car, or again, if you are got the radio in the house, you can listen to either one, because we'll be doing the tournament trail for both boys and girls this year. Again, Jeff, your Lady Indians got a big win at St. Henry the other night to close out the regular season and getting ready for the tournament.
Yeah, it was nice to see us kind of get back to where we were earlier. I thought the girls played hard defensively. We did a nice job and took St. Henry out of a lot of the things they wanted to do. And like I said, really the sky's the limit with that team when they show up to play, and hopefully we can make a nice tournament run.
You did a really nice job defensively for the majority of the whole season, Jeff, and the other night was no different. Again, the Steinman girl who came in as their best player really struggled from the field. I think she might have been like 4 of 16 or something like that, and again, shut her down. I think for this club, it's about the offensive end and decision-making if this team's going to make a long run.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the last few games we have struggled offensively, definitely, especially against man-to-man, which early in the year we were very good at, and you know, Coach Patch and I talked about that a little bit today while we were scouting, and, you know, we might mix up a few things here and there and see if we can't get them going.
And, again, depth has been an issue all year, but Kaya Wendell has played tremendously off your bench over the last 10 games.
Yeah, Kaya has been very consistent all year long, and she's a girl coming into the year, didn't have any varsity experience, and been very good for us.
Back to action we come. St. Mary's will get the ball to start the half, and they'll go right to left on your radio dial again, wearing the road blues. A little royal blue action there, or midnight blue. Again, three ball on the way. No good. Rebound to Peyton Judy. Judy, it's going to be held ball to stay. Poor recovery. Just got knocked to the ground. Peyton looking at the official like, what'd I do? But three ball was up and no good by Garrett Louth, and he took the first shot of the game, folks. He's the biggest guy out here. Looks like a left tackle, about 6'2", about 260. So Indians will get it on the alternating possession. Cade Wendell in the lane, jump stop, six-footer up and in.
Nice job by Cade getting inside the crease of the lane, and a nice little pull-up jumper from 5 feet.
Cade Wendell, he's got 9 points, and down the ball comes Melky. Ball swatted away by Trevor Vaughn right into the hands of Barhorst, and he gets bailed out with a foul call. So
they call that on.
Yeah, they're going to get Ethan Shane. And Ethan Shane started the second half here instead of Clayton Pearson. So five on the floor for four recovery. Ethan Shane, Ryan Braun, Cade Wendell, Peyton Judy, and Trevor Vaughn. So to the free throw line go the Rough Riders. And the first free throw is up by Wyatt Barhorst, and no good. Indians lead it by 14. That's been their biggest lead of the night. Right now, 26-12 is the count. Barhorst can cut it down to 13 if he can knock this one in. Second free throw, good. 26-13, Indians. Down the floor comes Cade Wendell. To our right, Ryan Braun. A lot of foul trouble early, and he got himself too far under. Trevor Vaughn got a great offensive rebound and could not get it to go in. And Ryan Braun took a tough shot driving the basket, hit it on the bottom of the rim, and Vaughn got a great offensive rebound but couldn't count it.
Yeah, that's one he's got to put back in.
Kept the rebound high, so Indians will press.
There's a walk.
And they're going to call turnover on St. Mary's, and it'll go back to Fort Recovery.
So Indians going to trigger it in here. Peyton Judy bring it in here to Cade Wendell. Cade ball screen Brawny, drives the bucket, picks up his dribble, looking for help, finds Ethan Shane, and he collects it back over to Cade Wendell on the right side. Over to Ryan Braun, three ball on the way, left side, up and good. So Ryan Braun's got the first points of his game for him tonight with three.
Ryan Braun finally on the board, folks. He had three fouls in the first half, didn't get to play very much. Shot down and up and in by Melky. So tough little 10-footer, Jeff, baseline runner.
Yeah, got a little beat on the dribble there, and he pulled up for a five-footer.
29-15, good guys. Cade Wendell on the left-hand drive between the rings. Over he goes to Braun. Same spot, he just made a three. Now he's going to drive hard to the hole. Puts it up and got it to go. So Ryan Braun finally on the board offensively the last two possessions, and he's put five on the board in a hurry.
Yeah, Ryan being aggressive here. He gets the rack and the old-fashioned three-point play. So he just made the three-point play, and now he's going to make the old-fashioned style.
Wyatt Barhorst picked up his second foul. Clayton Pearson will check in. Ethan Shane will sit down. Braun. He had no points before two possessions ago, and the free throw rattles out, but now he's got five, and the Indian lead is 16, 31-15. Down comes Melky. Over on the right wing, he goes to Leininger. Leininger back up to Louth, over to Barhorst. Oh, and that's a travel, no call. Inside to Louth. The big fella throws up the jump hook, no good. Rebound down to Ryan Braun. Good board there by Brawny. Physical play.
Slow down here,
Brawny. They're bull in the china shop, and now they're going to get the foul on Melky. He was in a hurry.
So Bronny's a little fired up after sitting the whole first half almost. So
Coach Tony Overton says, hey, slow down, big fella. So Peyton Judy will put it in play. He'll go backcourt to Cade Wendell. Wendell crosses the volleyball line, lost control of the ball, but he picks it back up, goes to Peyton Judy. Three ball on the way. Nope. Left it short on the rim, and it'll go last touch by St. Mary's out of bounds.
Indians catch a break there and get the ball back.
6'4" sophomore Reed. How about Reese Rogers will check in, and he'll give Trevor Vaughn a break. Vaughn leaves with 4 points. 31-15, good guys. 4 minutes and 39 seconds left. Inbounds, it comes to Clayton Pearson. Pearson turn around, 6-footer up, and can't get it to go. Boy, I thought that was going to bounce down.
Another travel.
That's the one thing. This is a good officiating crew that we have tonight. Boy, they've missed a bunch of travels.
Wow, and then he throws it up.
Wild 10-footer up in the lane by Melky is good. So Melky's got six. He cuts the lead back to 14. Indians in control at 31-17. Peyton Judy on the right-hand drive just got chucked out of bounds. Wow.
32 said I had my arms out, but I think 33 chucked him.
33 is Colin. Wyatt Barhorse, his third foul. Ethan Shane checks in. Peyton Judy will sit down. And back, Chandler Gray will check in, and Barhorse will sit down. Reese Rogers will bring it in for the Indians. 4:15 left here in the third quarter. Rogers inbounds to Clayton Pearson. Cade Wendell, good jump stop. Got knocked. Ooh, and then we call that travel.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Cade with a big jump stop and got chucked across the lane and maybe shuffled the feet, but definitely a little contact there, at least enough contact that it could have been called, but it wasn't, so it'll go back over to the Rough Riders. Down the floor comes Leininger. He dribbles all the way in, lays it up and in.
Wow. Little floater.
Not a great defensive possession for the Indians there. Reed Leininger scores. He's got 5 points. Reese Rogers, early offense, three ball, good.
Good look by Reese there.
Reese Rogers, he's in double figures. First Indian in double figures. Actually, first player in the game. He's the game's leading scorer with 10. Reese hasn't seen a shot he didn't think he could make.
I agree. And we got timeout St. Mary's, 32nd.
Yep, timeout St. Mary's, so we'll take one with them. We've got an ad from Wayne IGA. We'll be back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, 34-19 Indians.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The Lenten season is upon us, and we will be starting our hot deli fish fry Wednesday, February 10th, and every Friday during Lent. Call ahead orders are encouraged at 419-375-2865. Our ad match program runs the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, Fort Recovery Radio, Indian Junior Varsity in control right now. 3 minutes and 36 seconds left here in the third quarter. 34-19, Indians lead it, and they've led from the beginning. St. Mary's will bring it in under their own basket. In it comes to Melky. He's trapped inside, and he's in trouble. Gets it back out off the hands of Reese Rogers. It goes to Dunlap. He'll kick it back up top to Leininger. He'll let the three ball go and got it. Reed Leininger knocks into three. He's got 8 points. Cuts the lead back to 12, as close as St. Mary's has been in a while. Trevor Vaughn to Reese Rogers, to Ethan Shane, who came back into the ball game, to Evan Post. Post, the 6 foot freshman, in for the first time. And Reese Rogers, he's starting to feel it, folks. He knocks in another three out of the corner. So, Jeff, when he gets hot, good things happen for the Indians.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, he got his feet underneath him. It was a great look.
So, Reese Rogers has 13. He's the game's leading scorer. And the ball lead is 15 for Fort Recovery at 37-22. Ball knocked out of bounds by Evan Post. Good hustle. Right over in the corner by the team room, and Melky will bring it in. Ah. Dunlap, three on the way, got it. Man, you just can't leave a guy wide open. Tony Overton knew he was a shooter. He was yelling shooter from over here on the bench.
Yeah, we just didn't cover him up there.
So here comes Fort Recovery on a 12-point lead. Reese Rogers hands it off to Evan Post. Post driving to Vaughn, back up to Rogers. Three on the way, short this time. Can it be saved? Yep, no, it can't.
Too open, I guess.
Yep, he was open at the top. Dunlap over to Melky. He picked up his dribble. Now he gets it over to Gray. Gray to Leininger inside and loose on the deck. That's going to be out of bounds. St. Henry touched it, or St. Mary's touched it last. And St. Mary's fans not happy down to our left. They felt like there was a foul. Peyton Judy will check back in. And
hey, white ball here, boys.
Clayton Pearson will sit down. Judy will bring it in right in front of St. Mary's bench. He'll bring it in to Evan Post. Post will hand it right back to Judy. Peyton across the timeline, left to right on your radio dial. Indians on a 12-point lead at 37-25. Judy. Inside, they're looking at flex cut. Evan Post up, no good.
Oh, there's a foul.
And that was out of bounds. See, that ball bounced clear out of bounds. Trevor Vaughn got a good offensive rebound and got a lot of contact.
Yeah, there's a travel.
Dunlap, he gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Leininger. Three ball on the way. Got it. Reed Leininger, he's got 11, and all of a sudden we got a ball game, folks.
Yeah, St. Mary's made, what, three or four threes this quarter probably?
Yep. Reese Rogers, 15-footer up. Got it. Friendly bounce.
Going to be a 30-second timeout by Coach Overton here.
Tony Overton calls timeout. We'll take it with him. 39-27 Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smoothly. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Many thanks to all of our great sponsors like K&L Tractor for making Fort Recovery Radio a reality, and thanks to you, the listener. And as we bring it in back into play, it'll be St. Mary basketball. Indians on a 12-point lead, and that's what they had at halftime. And they've run it out to as much as 16, but St. Mary's has kind of clawed back in here. Jeff shooting the ball from the perimeter.
Yeah, definitely. I think they have three or four threes this quarter.
39-27, a minute 36 left here in the third quarter. Ball brought in to Braden Dunlap, the freshman. He's had a nice ball game, only 4 points, but pretty athletic and long. He goes over to Leininger, and Leininger is the leading scorer for St. Mary's with 10. Down it goes to Melky, looking inside for Barhorst. They got three guys trying to post up in there. Melky in trouble, gets it over to Gray, to Barhorst. Oh, and there's
an illegal offensive foul.
Holy cow. They say that's got to be on 32, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. He called a foul on Trevor Vaughn. Boy, that was an illegal screen. I mean, Melky just put his elbows up right into the face of Vaughn.
And I thought that actually the other ref was calling it on them. And
wow.
And then they're going to give him shots?
And Barhorst's going to go to the free throw line. Mercy.
Did he even shoot it?
I think he shot it, but I think it was after the fact, after Trevor had already gone to the ground because he got a shot to the head. So Barhorst, he'll have two shots. First shot up and no good off the back iron. Louth will check back in. He'll replace Gray. Cade Wendell in for Evan Post. 39-27 Indians. 1:16 left here in the third quarter. Wyatt Barhorst, 6'2 sophomore. He'll have one more shot up. Oh, almost banked that one in. He ran across over the line after it. So ball will go back to Fort Recovery on the turnover. Ryan Braun will bring it in. Into Cade Wendell. Wendell across the timeline right in front of us. There's Ryan Braun. Braun stayed out of foul trouble here in the second half. He had three first-half fouls and didn't play very much. Peyton Judy at the top of the key goes to Braun. Over to Trevor Vaughn. Down the corner, he's harassed. Therese Rogers swung to Judy. And is being patient this time. Six or seven passes. Look inside.
Man, had a good seal. And
had Trevor inside. Now he hands it off to him. Vaughn up. And he got blocked from behind. Boy, a lot of contact there, no call. I mean, when we get on the other end,
I'm not sure there. That looked like a heck of a lot of contact, but no call.
Louth down the floor to Melky. He's going to drive hard on the right. Throws up a 10-footer off the glass, no good. Rebound down to Reese Rogers.
Hey, Reese done a nice job tonight on the glass. Coach Overton got to call out one shot here.
25 seconds left. Caden Wendell dribbles out here in front of the timeline. He's moving around. He'll take his time, run it down to about 8, and then he'll go. And get in the lane and try to make a play. And if he can, he'll kick it to a shooter. And catch a ball screen from Ryan Braun. 10 seconds
there we
left.
Go.
Wendell
wow.
In the lane. Kicks it down the corner to Judy. Wide open three ball on the way. Can't get it to go over the back of the rim. Mercy sakes. Oh, and they're going to say Fort Recovery basketball. It went over the top of the backboard. So they're going to talk about it and see if that's out of play. And it's going to stay with Fort Recovery.
White ball, so.
It's an interesting count there. The ball went over the top. Screaming here.
And now, how's that? That looked like he came in and grabbed it while Cade had it out of bounds there. So
it'll go back over to St. Mary's on the turnover. Dunlap into Melky.
And he carried it.
And the clock will run out before he gets to half court. And it ends after three the way it ended it after two. Indians by 12, 39-27. We're back with fourth quarter action from the Fortside Fieldhouse after this.
Hey guys, just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine's. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget.
Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today, 419-375-4668.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
And back to action we come, and St. Mary's knocks in the first shot. Again, Leininger knocks in a tough runner, Jeff, and he's had a nice game. He's got 15 points.
Yeah, nice reverse layup right back at you off the flex cut by Reese Rogers, and he's got 17 off the bench.
So Reese having a nice game. Back down comes Dunlap, throws up a wild shot, and Ryan Braun's going to be called for his fourth foul, and he might as well just club him because, I mean, very little contact there by Braun. And so Dunlap will go to the free throw line. The freshman, he'll have two shots. Indians up by a dozen at 41-29. Braden Dunlap, 6'2 freshman, first free throw on the way and good. Ethan Shane will check in. Ryan Braun will leave with four personal fouls and 5 points. Dunlap, he'll have one more free throw. Shane will take his place on the free throw line. So five on the floor for the Indians. Shane, Judy, Vaughn, Wendell, free throw no good, and Reese Rogers. Ethan Shane with the defensive rebound. He hands it off to Cade Wendell right at the timeline. Across the timeline he comes, almost losing control, but then he goes to Judy. Down to Reese Rogers. Rogers has had the hot hand here in the second half. All the way around the horn it goes to Ethan Shane. Shane back up to Rogers. Over to Peyton Judy. Inside it goes Trevor Vaughn. How do we not call a foul?
No kidding.
We're going right through the body, and the big fella just, he just jumped. He just landed on Vaughn. Hopefully he's okay. Trevor, definitely a little pain there. I mean, you got a 250-pound kid falling on you. So Clayton Pearson's probably going to come in for Trevor. Trevor, now he got his hand mashed. Big fellow went right through him and then landed on him. So Indians will bring it in under their own basket after the held ball. Into Peyton Judy. Step through. He'll take it up and get it to go.
Good job by Petey there to hang and finish.
Nice strong move by Peyton Judy. He's got 7. Indian lead is 13. At 43-30, tipped out of bounds by Judy. They'll stay with St. Mary's right in front of their own bench.
That's actually Petey's first bucket since the first quarter, I believe.
They had 5 in a hurry. He scored. And actually, they're going to call the foul. Now they're going to call a foul on Barhorst. He's just pushing and banging people all over the place, and he thinks he's still playing football, folks. I mean, this cat's he's a big animal at 6'2 and about probably 240 or 250. He's going to sit down with his fourth personal foul. Chandler Gray checks back in. So Ethan Shane throws it in to Cade Wendell. Indians on a 13-point advantage. They led by 12 at halftime and 12 at the end of three. Wendell gets all the way to the glass, and he'll draw the foul. So right now he can get off the dribble about any time he wants, Jeff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cade doing a good job. When he gets inside the paint, usually good things happen for us, and he's going to go back the foul line. Having a nice game.
Cade Wendell, 9 points on the night. He can get to double digits if he makes a free throw. A 6-foot sophomore, free throw on the way. No good, rattled out. He'll have one more. Again, you can hear the varsity action after this one's over. It'll be right here on Fort Recovery Radio. Rob Weaver and myself will call that one. Jeff will get to go over and sit with his wife and be a fan.
Yeah, it hadn't happened in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I like your wife, so I'd go sit with her too if I had my choice. And the ball stolen away by Fort Recovery. Reese Rogers, 10-footer off the glass and in. Give the steal to Clayton Pearson. Give him an assist as well. Rogers has got 19. He's the game's leading scorer and is jumping back up to 16. Almost a travel in the backcourt. Now they get it across to Leininger. Leininger's had a nice ball game. He's got 15. Over to Gray. Back out to Lau. 3-ball on the way. No good. Can the Indians corral the rebound? Yes, they can. Ethan Shane. He'll hand it off to Clayton Pearson. He'll go to Peyton Judy, and Judy will slow it down and run some offense. Over on the left wing, picks up the dribble, back cut, goes to Cade Wendell, and he got it whacked on the arm. So a little bit of a late call, but definitely the right one. The next horn, Travis Sutter will check in. Foul was on Braden Dunlap, his second. Team foul number six, so Indians will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Cade Wendell, free throw on the way. Good. 11 points now on the night. Sutter checks in, and Reese Rogers will sit down with 19. He gets a handshake from Coach Tony Overton and everybody else on the Indian bench. Second free throw by Wendell. Good again. Cade's got a dozen. Indian lead is 18, biggest of the night. Down comes St. Mary's. Melky down the corner, goes to Gray. Back up top to Dunlap. Thinks about the three. Now he looks inside. Goes to Leininger. Back in the corner to Gray. Up to Melky. On the right-hand dribble. Look for the back cut. Picks up his dribble. He's in trouble. Hands it off to Leininger. Top of the key. Back over to Melky. To Gray. Gray to Dunlap. Patience this time showed by St. Mary's. Won't have a whole lot of time. Inside it goes to Louth. And help side, can it go to Louth? And oh, they're going to get Cade Wendell with a foul inside. Looked like he got a lot of basketball there, but maybe a little bit arm.
Yeah, definitely. It looked like he kind of lost handle of the ball, and Cade unfortunately got picked up for a cheap one there.
Cade Wendell picks up his first personal foul, fourth on Fort Recovery. To the free throw line goes Garrett Louth. First free throw up and good by the big fella. His first point of the night. Actually, maybe it's his second point of the night. I think he split a pair in the first half, so he'll have one more free throw. Second free throw good as well, so he has three. He cuts the lead to 16. 48-32 for recovery. Travis Sutter, left wing, thinks about the three. Now he drives in, throws up a wild shot, hits the side of the backboard. Well, I'm not sure what that foul shot was about, and Peyton
nice
Judy
job.
Intercepts the pass down the floor, and he gets it to Cade Wendell. Wendell back to Peyton Judy. They'll set the offense with 4 minutes left. Pearson, pull-up 10-footer. How about that bounce?
Yeah, friendly roll there, definitely.
That hit everything up there, hit the rim twice, and finally fell through. So Clayton Pearson, his first basket of the night, he's got three, and the Indian lead is back to 18, 50-38. Well, that's a walk. No call there, double hop, threw it back out. Leininger, three ball on the way, air ball. Saved by Melky and off of Cade Wendell's leg, and it'll go back to the Rough Riders. So Ryan Braun will check in with his four personal fouls, and Travis Sutter will go right back out. Braun, he's got four fouls, 5 points. Didn't play much in the first half because of three personals. And it comes to Lau. Three ball on the way. That's an air ball up to Melky. Throws up a wild shot. Gets his own rebound. Shot up again. He's going to be fouled. So St. Mary's, three attempts. And Melky, Ethan Melky, he's a six-foot sophomore. Shane picks up his second personal foul, fifth on Fort Recovery. Melky's got 6 points. First free throw, no good off the iron. He'll get one more. Into the game tonight, Nathan Wycuff for the first time, 5'10 sophomore, and Louth will sit down. Melky will have one more free throw, shot on the way, and no good again. Rebound down to Clayton Pearson. Indians on an 18-point advantage, 50-32. Corner goes to Peyton Judy, kicks it back out to Pearson. Three ball on the way from the top of the key, left it short on the rim.
Click.
All loose on the deck, and it's Ethan Shane hustling after it. And held ball go to the Rough Riders.
You see that? Cade Wendell's jersey about come off of him there.
And he's tucked her in. He's got his shorts pulled up to about his elbows. So timeout for recovery, so we'll take a timeout with you. Indians up 18 with 3:31 left here in the fourth quarter.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and this month we're offering 15% off Nordic Naturals fish oil nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown an increase in the intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids of fish oil will enhance the overall cardiovascular function. So visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern or Union City, Indiana, and speak to our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn, we brought it to you tonight. 3.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery Junior Varsity has been in control. majority of the night. 50-32 is the score at this time. St. Mary's will bring it down against a little three-quarter court pressure by Fort Recovery. Melky picks up his dribble. He's in trouble in the backcourt. Now he gets it to Gray, so almost a carry there. Now it goes to Leininger. Melky, three ball, top of the key. No good. Left it short on the rim, right to Cade Wendell. So Indians on their biggest advantage of the night, looking to try to push it back over the 20-point mark here if they can score this time. 50-32. Clayton Pearson taking plenty of time here, looking Ryan Braun down the corner. Braun goes back out to Wendell, and now he's under pressure out by Melky, and he gets too close. Cade will just get to the basket. We'll have wholesale Indian substitutions at the next horn. Ethan Shane, he didn't just play weave out on top. Ryan Braun. Braun out almost to half court, taking his time. Indians have run about a minute off the clock here. He's willing to be patient. Back to Braun. Holds it over to Peyton Judy. See, I'm sure the Indians are doing this on purpose, but again, willing to take some air out of it. So Cade Wendell, guarded by Melky. Kicks it over to Ryan Braun. Braun to Clayton Pearson, down the corner to Peyton Judy. Judy will give it up finally, and he'll be fouled going to the rack. And so Peyton Judy will go to the free throw line. And Indians really patient that time, Jeff. They ran about a minute off the clock.
Yeah, they did. You know, worked the clock a little bit up here, 18 points. Got a whole host of Indians and Redskins, or Rough Riders going to come in the game here.
First free throw by Judy is good. So four subs will come in, and if Judy knocks in the free throw, he'll leave with 8 points or 9 points. He's got 7 right now. Haven't put that point on the board. Max Klingshern checked in. Trevor Vaughn, Travis Sutter, Clint Metzger. Second free throw by Judy. Good again. So Evan Post will check in, and Judy will leave with 9 points, most likely for the last time tonight. He played a good ball game.
Yeah, he did. I thought he played very well. I thought Cade Wendell played a very good game as well, and Reese coming off the bench.
Down the floor for St. Mary's is Dunlap. Three ball on the way, almost banked it in. Long rebound. Can Trevor Vaughn corral it? Now let's see. It's a host. It's a scrum on the floor, and four players, two from each team on the floor. And I think actually I thought that ball would go back to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, didn't they just give it to him?
I thought they did. I thought they did. Stays with the Rough Riders, so I guess when you're down 20, they give it to you two times in a row. Into Gray, down to Dunlap on the block against Trevor Vaughn. Turn around, shot up, and he's clubbed. Trevor got a little arm that time. In Dunlap, he'll be a good player. He's a freshman, 6'2".
Yeah, right there, Trevor just got to wall him up and use those long arms and make himself 6'8".
Instead of slapping down a little bit. Yep. So, Braden Dunlap to the free throw line. First free throw on the way. Good.
I don't know what their varsity has, but this kid can't be far from it, can he?
I would say the same thing. He's 6'2", long arms, and nice shooting stroke. Knocked in a three. Of course, we put the kibosh on him, which is fine. Saved by Evan Post. He misses the second free throw. Post looking up the floor. Gets to Clint Metzger. Metzger to Max Klingshern. And, well, there's a foul right there. Evan Post will go to the free throw line and get Gray on the personal foul. Chandler Gray picks up the foul. His third. Evan Post will step up to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, trying to get in the scorebook tonight. The 6-foot freshman. Eyes it, flies it. No good off the back iron. Actually, I called him a freshman. He's a sophomore, but he gets his own rebound and then promptly turns it over. Trying to get the ball inside to Clint Metzger, and the ball was taken away by Dunlap. Braden Dunlap down the court. Long three on the way is good. Good shooting stroke there by Jacob Mabry, 5'10 sophomore. Mabry into the game for the first time. Cuts the lead to 16. Evan Post into Max Klingshern. Jump hook up. No good. Left it front on the front rim. And who's going to get on the floor first? And Evan Post going to. I think he kicked it out of bounds. I think he said he
did.
Did he? Yeah, I think he did. Probably, you know, gave me a little Cam Newton action there. He should have dove on the floor. Yeah. I think if he dives on the floor, he gets the ball. Ball inbounds to Gray. Three ball on the way. No good off the rim. Run down by Max Klingshern. Klingshern will hand it off to Travis Sutter. Pressure in the backcourt. Goes to Evan Post. Post on the right-hand dribble. Hard pressure here by St. Mary's, and they're all over the place. Travis Sutter to Trevor Vaughn. All the way to the rack. Lays it up and in. Nicely done. Trevor Vaughn, he's got 6 points. Thought about the three and thought better of it. Got all the way to the rack and laid it in. Lead is 18. 45 seconds left. Fort Recovery is going to win this one. And, yeah, they played very well for the majority of the season.
Good
ball
job,
stolen
Clint.
Away by Clint Metzger.
You got to dunk it.
Get up and go. He just got hammered from behind. But tell you what, pretty athletic play there by Dunlap. He got a lot of basketball.
Yeah, he did. I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. I was waiting for Clint to go up there and try to dunk it.
So Clint Metzger will step to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, and he's trying to mark for the first time tonight. He'll have two shots. I like his chances. First one on the way, and no. How does that not go in?
Well,
all the way around and fell off. So he'll have one more free throw. 6 foot sophomore on the way and good this time. So he gets his first point. Lead up to 19 at 55 to 36. 35 seconds left. Dunlap down the floor. That's definitely a travel, no call. Around to Chandler Gray. Three ball on the way. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Clint Metzger. If he looks up the floor, he's got Travis Sutter, but he's getting doubled and triple teamed. They call Gray with a foul in the backcourt. He said, you got to be kidding. That's his fourth, so he's got 22 seconds left. We'll see if he can foul out before this one's over. So Metzger will walk back to the other end, to our right down here with the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. He'll have two more shots. He can jump this bad boy back over 20 points. First free throw, good. Clint Metzger, he's got two. He can make it three and make the lead 21 with a conversion. Second free throw, good as well. So three out of four on the night from Clint Metzger. Ball comes inbounds to Gray. Maybe the last possession of the game here, because most likely Fort Recovery will dribble it out even if they get it back. Dunlap. He's going to work on Trevor Vaughn here. 11 seconds left, 10. He's just going to dribble it out. I'm sort of strange.
I've never seen this.
I haven't either.
Ever.
He's just going to dribble it out, and he'll let it run down. And now he's going to pull a 25-footer at the buzzer, and no good. Rebound down to Max Klingstern. So Maxie gets that rebound. Gets on the board. And so I think we're going to have senior night here. So we'll go one commercial, and then we'll bring it right back for senior night.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Jeff Hobbs, Jeff Vaughn. We brought it to you live. And we're going to send it down to the floor here in just a minute to the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely. You'll be able to hear Senior Night live here on Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, after the Senior Night's over, we'll come back with some post-game stats from the junior varsity game. And then about 25 minutes from now, you'll be able to hear it right back here again on Fort Recovery Radio. Be simulcast from WPGW. Rob Weaver and myself will call it for you. The Senior Night activities just getting ready to go. And we'll throw it down
good
the floor
evening,
to Harold Feely, the voice
to
of the Indians.
Senior Night. Our first senior, number three, Brandon Speedy Shane. Brandon is the son of Chris and Cheryl Shane. Brandon is a three-time letterman for the Indian basketball program and was named honorable mention All-MAC as a junior. Brandon is also a four-year member of the football team, where he has earned two letters and named second-team All-MAC as a cornerback as a senior. He was also a member of the baseball team for 2 years. Brandon is active in FCA and Sports Medicine Club. Upon graduating, Brandon plans to enter the workforce. Indian senior, Brandon Shane. Up next, number four, Chase Boone. Chase is the son of Joe and Denise Burns. Chase is a four-year member of the basketball program, where he has earned two varsity letters. Chase also earned four letters in golf, where he was named first-team All-MAC as a junior and second-team All-MAC as a sophomore and senior. He also qualified for the district golf tournament his junior year. Chase also received three letters in baseball over his four-year career. Chase is on the AAB honor roll and named to numerous All-MAC academic teams. He is involved in the FCA, Student Council, and Spanish Club. Chase's future plans are still undecided. Indian senior, Chase Broome. Next up, number 5, Kyle Schreier. Kyle is the son of Dave and Teresa Schreier. Kyle is a 4-year letterman on the court for the Indians, who received honorable mention All-MAC as a sophomore. Kyle also earned 4 letters in football and currently holds 3 letters in baseball. In football, he was named second team All-MAC as a senior and honorable mention All-MAC as a sophomore and junior. He also earned first team All-MAC honors in baseball as a junior and honorable mention All-MAC as a sophomore. He is also involved in FCA, FBLA, Spanish Club, Art Club, and the Fort Recovery Youth Group. Kyle's future plans are to attend Sinclair College, then transfer to Wright State to earn a degree in computer information systems. Indian senior, Kyle Schreier. Next up, number 10, Tanner Cook. Tanner is the son of Thane and Lori Cook. Tanner is a 4-year member of the basketball program where he received 1 varsity letter. He also participated in football for 4 years where he earned 3 letters. Tanner has earned All-MAC Academic Award 3 years in football. He has been on the AB Honor Roll every year and a member of the National Honor Society. Tanner is also a student council officer and a member of the Buckeye Boys State. He also is involved in Sports Medicine Club, Spanish Club, Mass Science Club, Art Club, FCA, Journalism, and FFA. Tanner plans to attend Miami University to study an undecided major upon graduation. Indian senior, Tanner Cook. Next up, number 12, Darian Sheffer. Darian is the son of Kelly Bullenbacher and is also being escorted by his grandfather, Phil Sheffer. Darian is a 3-year letterman for the Indian basketball team, where he was named honorable mention All-MAC as a junior. Darian also lettered all 4 years on the football field and was named honorable mention All-MAC as a junior and senior. He's involved in the FFA, Sports Medicine, Art Club, and the Spanish Club. After graduation, Darian is undecided on his future plans. Indian senior, Darian Sheffer. Last but not least, number 23, Wes Winning. Wes is the son of Ben and Laura Winning. Wes is a 2-time basketball letterman for the Indians during his 4-year career. Wes also lettered 4 years in football, where he was named first team All-MAC, first team All-Northwest District, and honorable mention All-Ohio as a junior, and second team All-MAC, and special mention All-Ohio as a senior. Currently, Wes holds 5 Indian football records, 6 single-season receptions, single-season receiving yards, and is a career leader in touchdown receptions, receiving yards, and receptions. Wes is a member of the National Honor Society, a class officer for 2 years, and an FCA leader. He is also involved in Spanish and art clubs. Upon graduating, Wes plans to attend Ashland University to obtain a degree as an intervention specialist and continue his football career for the Eagles. Indian senior, Wes Winning. Hey, seniors, we'd like to thank you for everything you've done over the 4 years at Fort Recovery. You 6 seniors have been part of a state team here at Fort Recovery, a state championship in football, a state semifinalist in baseball. Congratulations on all your accomplishments, and we wish you nothing but the best. Let's hear it for this senior class. We're going to miss them. Great job, fellas. We really appreciated watching you.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wrangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley-Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley-Davidson Heritage Classic, with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley-Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
Well, what's she been teaching you?
Today we learned how to dial 411.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
I asked for the price for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Just call 888-375-4181.
I'm going to get
And welcome back to the Fort Side Field. Actually got a chance to hear the voice of the Indians. Harold Feely brought the six seniors. And again, great group of seniors, Jeff. This group's won a state football championship. They've been to the state in baseball. Again, a really, really nice senior class.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They definitely set the tone for the athletic program here at Fort Recovery. And can't say enough. I've had the chance to coach some of them when I first came back with the boys program. So great group of kids, going to be missed. And proud of how they've handled themselves and what they've done and over their careers.
Well, and a thing for you, Jeff, you and I both, we've got a chance to watch these kids grow up. I mean, you their whole life and me for the last 7 years. I mean, just a neat bunch of kids that are really, really good students, and they're good people, and they had great parents, and it's just a special bunch.
Yeah, it is. They're definitely a fun group to be around, and like you said, I've got to watch them grow up with having a daughter in their class and with Jackson being in there, and great group of kids, going to be great adults as they move on in the future.
And again, they're going to be definitely missed. And a nice crowd here on hand, a very intelligent Fort Recovery High School crowd, and they gave them a standing ovation that they very much deserve. And as we look at the junior varsity stats, Jeff, Indians a good victory tonight for Coach Tony Overton's club. They shoot the ball pretty well, much better in the second half. They go 11 of 22 in the second half, 50% in the second half, 3 of 6 behind the line, and 8 of 12 from the free throw line. For overall, 19 of 45 from the field for 42%, 5 of 15 from behind the arc for 33%, 14 of 19 from the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line for 74%. And he did a pretty nice job offensively.
Yeah, they did. Definitely shot the ball much better second half. Did a great job at the free throw line tonight. And, you know, other thing that sticks out here, we had 12 assists on 19 field goals, so it was very unselfish. And it's a pretty good win tonight. Good weekend. I'd say they bounced back. I was going to say a good weekend overall, but a tough loss last night.
And on the defensive side, St. Mary's, they go 8 of 22 in the second half, 12 of 46 overall for 26%. They went 3 of 11 from behind the arc, and I think they were 3 of 3 in the second half, Jeff, because they were 0 of 11 in the first half. They shoot it at a 14% clip for the game, and they go 9 of 18 for 50% from the free throw line. And so Indian defense pretty solid as well.
Yeah, definitely. They did a good job and mixed it up between some man and zone action. But overall, Indians do a very good job tonight and get a good 20-point victory.
On the rebounds, Indians finally get ahead. They win the rebound margin 30 to 28 after they trailed at halftime. And again, Indians did some good work, especially on the defensive glass late in the game, and did the things they needed to. Forced 11 turnovers, 7 for Fort Recovery, so Indians win that battle. And as Jeff said, 12 big assists tonight on 19 made baskets. Indians share the basketball, led by Peyton Judy's 5 and 3 for Clayton Pearson. On the offensive numbers wise, Reese Rogers came off the bench tonight. He went 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from behind the arc, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for his 19 points and 4 rebounds as well, all on the defensive side, as Jeff commented. He thought they did some good things. I thought Reese had a nice ball game.
Yeah, he definitely did. Most aggressive I've seen him come in that game, and he mixed it up, went inside, and I thought he rebounded the ball pretty well tonight.
12 points for Cade Wendell, 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists for Peyton Judy. I thought Judy, again, had a really nice ball game top to bottom, Jeff.
Yeah, I thought so too, and I thought he did a good job last night. I thought he was very solid in the loss against St. Henry, and it was good to see him start playing that way.
6 points and 6 rebounds for Trevor Vaughn in his first start of the night. solid pretty much all the way around.
Yeah, he did. He did a nice job. He did a nice job last night, and I'm glad to see the progress he's made as the year's gone on. So hopefully he keeps working at it.
5 points for Ryan Braun and 4 rebounds, and he also had 4 personal fouls. Braunie was in foul trouble the whole first half, didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but he ends up with 5 points. 3 points for Clayton Pearson, and 3 points for Clint Metzger. 3 of 4 from the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line for a total of 57. Indians win it tonight 57-36. One double-digit score for the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and that was Reed Leininger. And again, Indians win it tonight 57-36, and they controlled it pretty much from the get-go.
Yeah, they did. They came out, set the tone early, got up big, and I think the closest St. Mary's probably got was 7 on the night, maybe in the first quarter. So good win for the JVs. Wrap it up next week with a JV road victory at Marion Local will be a nice way to finish the season.
And again, next week, if you're listening to Fort Recovery Radio, Friday, the boys will be at Marion Local. And Jeff said a JV game at 6:30, and that will be right here on Fort Recovery Radio, both of those games. And Saturday, your Lady Indians get to sectional play, and they'll be at Wapakoneta, Jeff. 6:15 is the game time there, and most likely at the Parkway that we'll be playing probably, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming it will be Parkway. I mean, Van Buren, don't know a whole lot about him. Coach Hubbard saw him early, so I got a feeling it will be Parkway.
So hopefully you'll tune in to us next week. And, again, we're going to take a short time out about 16 minutes from now. So if you're planning on hearing Fort Recovery varsity basketball, stick around or go take a bathroom break, get yourself a drink, and get yourself ready, because it'll be right here on Fort Recovery Radio simulcast. Radio Rob, Rob Weaver, and myself will call it. Again, for Jeff Vaughn. Jeff, thanks a lot. Enjoyed it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
For Jeff Vaughn and for our producer here on site, Mr. Neil Spencer, we'll take a timeout. And again, you can hear varsity basketball about 16 minutes from now.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.